Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
Rise to your feet and bow your heads with me and let us pray. Lord Almighty, we are grateful. We are thankful. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for making way even for us to be here this afternoon. We pray, Lord, that you speak to us, touch our hearts, draw us closer to you. Open our ears, enlighten the eyes of our understanding. Reveal your truth to us in the name of Jesus. May we not leave this place the same as we came. But Lord, we pray for a change, a transformation in Jesus' name. May we not be hearers of your word only, but Lord, make us doers of your word. For your word says, just a person who is not just a hearer, but a doer, that person is blessed in his deed. May we be in that group of blessed in their deeds. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands together for the Lord and please be seated. Now we want to continue our message on everything by prayer, nothing without prayer. And today we are sharing from chapter 2 of that book, how to pray for the will of God. How to pray for the will of God. How many of you have been blessed by our message from last week where we were sharing about doing nothing if you have not prayed? There is nothing that we ought to do when we have not prayed. And I was excited when my father had a meeting with us and he was hammering the same message. I said, the Spirit is confirming the word. Hallelujah. The Spirit is confirming the word. Amen. It's as if I have preached in his church already. I was blessed. So we want to continue on this important message on prayers. How to pray for the will of God. How to pray for the will of God to be done. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 26 and verse 36. Matthew 26 and verse number 36. It says, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto his disciples, sit here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep. And saith unto Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Hallelujah. He went the third time praying, saying the same words. Hallelujah. Amen. Here is Jesus praying for the will of God. The Bible says he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. Verse 36, 37. He says he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Now, if you were in a life and death situation, if you are faced with a life and death situation, I don't know what prayer you will pray. If you can see death facing you, if you have been told that you have 30 days to live, 15 days to live, if you are faced with death, what will be your prayer? This is Jesus facing death. And he says to his friends, tarry ye here and watch with me. Tarry ye here and watch with me. In other words, I am in a difficult situation. I am in a hard place. And I want you to watch with me. It is a life and death situation, and I need you to support me in prayers. I need you to pray with me. I need you to help me in prayers. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he fell on his face. He fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, Father, if it be possible. Now, how many of you know that Jesus knows that it is possible? He knows that it is possible. Hallelujah. But he says, Father, if it be possible. And he requests an absolutely impossible situation that he knows that it may be impossible with man. But he's the very one who told us that it may be impossible with man. But with God, everything is possible. All things are possible. The impossible is possible with God. And he's faced with this situation, and he makes a statement saying, if it be possible, let this cup pass over me. He knows that he could have prayed for the Father to change even what seems to be impossible. Hallelujah. But his prayer was, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy wilt. Amen. Amen. So why did Jesus pray for such a long time for the will of God to be done? We know that one prayer that Jesus prayed that was so long was the Bible saying he prayed all night. He continued all night in prayers. That we knew that was a long prayer. But besides that, this is the longest prayers that the Bible makes mention of. For him going an hour to pray and coming back and going again and coming back and going again for 3 hours, praying the same prayer, that thy will be done. Hallelujah. So we want to look at these prayers, these few scriptures, and learn about the will of God. The things that we should know about praying for the will of God. Number one, how many of you want to know about praying for the will of God? 1, 2, 3, 4. I know you'll pay attention, so listen to me these ones. Hallelujah. Number one, you must pray for the will of God, otherwise the will of God will not happen. You must pray for the will of God, otherwise the will of God will not happen. Joe, are you listening? Yes. The will of God will not happen if you don't pray for it. Amen. You know, wherever there are human beings, wherever you are dealing with human beings, you must always pray for the will of God to be done. Bishop says that he believes that in terms of evil, when we talk about evil, human beings are next only to devils. Man is next only to devil. And I agree. Man is wicked. Human beings are wicked. Amen. So whenever you are dealing with humans, expect wickedness. Much evil is done by human beings, and many evil decisions are taken by human beings. And so when you have any situation that has to deal with humans, you have to pray for the will of God. Amen. People are wicked. Tell your neighbor, people are wicked. So what we are saying here is that when you have human beings and they have anything to do with you, anything to decide with you or decide about you, you must pray for the will of God. You must pray that God will intervene, that his will for you will be done. Never leave your fate in the hands of man to decide for you. You didn't hear me. Never leave your fate, your destiny, the final decision about you, never leave it in the hand of any man to make the decision for you. You have to pray for the will of God. Hallelujah. That is why even when someone says, I love you, you know, I love you is a very nice thing. I mean, for someone to say, I love you, is a very nice thing. And then the person goes even further to say, I want to marry you. It's even an extensive thing. And then the person says, and I promise to live with you the rest of my life. Do not take those words. You have to subject those words to the will of God, that God will intervene. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? That God will intervene. Because you know what? Even a simple matter to do with money can end a promise. To deal with money, it can change that promise. Man is desperately wicked. When you are dealing with man, and there can be anything. The man can be a pastor. The man can be a deacon. The man can be a committed Christian. The man can be a treasurer that everyone trusts. Are you listening to me? I said, when you have to deal with humans, you have to pray that God will intervene, that his will be done. Amen. I don't know if you have been promised by someone and believe the person, and the person has let you down before. I think you have not experienced that before, so you can understand what I'm sharing with you. But there are people who have come before the altar in front of God, and they have lifted up their hands, and they have made a promise in the presence of God, and they turn around and they say, I changed my mind. I changed my mind. I don't want this anymore. I am the one that said it, but now I don't want it anymore. Wow. Hey, humans are wicked. They are wicked. Amen. That is why we have to pray concerning the will of God. All through the trials of Jesus, it was evident that things could have gone the other way. You know, during Jesus' trial, as he was preparing to go to the cross, there were several decisions that were being made. And each one of these decisions could have gone either way. But he prayed for the will of God to be done. He prayed for the will of God to be done. So every step of the way, every decision that was being made by man was guided by the will of God. Amen. Pilate could have decided to release Jesus. But Pilate was a wicked man who did not care about true justice. He didn't care about justice. He wasn't seeking for justice. And like many politicians, Pontius Pilate simply wanted to maintain his political power. He wanted to maintain his position. And so at some point he decided, I don't find anything wrong with this person. But the moment the people mentioned Julius Caesar, they say, you are not Caesar's friend. Then he realized, my position is at stake. My power is at stake. If you are bringing Caesar in, then go and take this man. Simply like that. I say, man is wicked. Are you listening to me? Man is wicked. They will execute an innocent person to keep their political position. So when someone's personal gain, when someone's personal interest is at risk or is on the line, they don't care about justice. They don't care about righteousness. They don't care about what you will suffer. When it will affect the person personally, they don't care. That is why you find a nation fighting another nation, and when they are in a tight situation, they can throw a bomb in a hospital and kill sick people. And throw a bomb in a daycare center and kill babies. People are wicked. When it comes to their security and power, people are wicked. That is why you cannot trust your faith in the hands of people. Are you listening to me? All through your life, human beings will take decisions that will affect you. All through your life. Students, all through your life. Human beings will take decisions that can affect you. And that is why you cannot overlook the will of God in prayers. If you do not pray about it, and you leave your faith in the minds and in the hearts of human beings, you will not see the will of God happening in your life. Amen. You will find out that the will of capricious and unreasonable men will be implemented in your life. Capricious men are people who act impulsively. How their emotions are, how they feel, whatever is at stake for that moment, they will decide and don't care about you. Amen. Now you think about it. Your boss may be taking a decision about you right now. In his house or in her house. Your boss may be taking a decision about you right now. Your boss can be on a phone having a conversation and a decision can be formed about you that moment. I'm telling you. Your teacher can be making a decision about you right now. You know, sometimes people will see you and in the moment they see you, they make a decision. They don't like you. And they make a decision to end, you know, I don't even know if any of it is safe for me to tell you. Listen, there was a resident in a program, in a surgical program, you know. There was, you know, I don't even know. Maybe it's, I don't know if this is HIPAA too, you know. You know, you can go to school for 7 years and you meet one person who doesn't like you. You are just about to finish. That person can end your whole career. That person can end your career and you will not finish. You never leave your fate in the hands of man to decide on you. Professors are making a decision about you. They are reading your paper. They are reading a paper that you spend all month, all night, staying up and writing. And you look at it and you say, this is my best. The professor reads it. And then his emotions, he was not in a good mood. And he says, C minus. This nursing degree that you have, it has become your treasure, and it has become your life, and it has become your sustenance, and it has become your everything. You know, one simple mistake that you make, someone can decide and say, let it go. This is nothing. We have seen this many times. But someone can take that mistake, that one small mistake. That the Tylenol that you give to the person, the order was Tylenol for fever, but you decided to give Tylenol for pain. You are in trouble. You don't know. You look and you say, oh, there is a Tylenol for you. You are in pain? Let me give you Tylenol. Is it wrong? Is it wrong? If you are in pain and someone gives you Tylenol, is it wrong? But someone can look at that order and read it in detail and say that Tylenol was written for when the patient has fever, not for pain. And you gave it for pain. And when you gave it, the pain went away. And you wrote it in your chart nicely. I took care of my patient. When she was in pain, I gave Tylenol. And she pain scale was zero. And you are happy and you go home. I said, when you leave your faith, you know, that is why you have to pray all the time about the will of God. Pray all the time. Pray all the time about the will of God. That someone who is making a decision about you, God will touch the person's heart. God will affect, God will intervene, God will intercede, that the decision will always be made favorable to you for the will of God to be done concerning you. That this license that you have, you will have it until death. That no issue will come up with it. That it will never be removed from you. That you will always have your daily bread. Your paycheck will always roll in. But someone can make a decision if you don't pray. I'm telling you. You know, when I was reading the scripture of the week, I was reading through the whole Psalms. And I think 138, 107 verse, I think about 38 or so. 107 verse 38. Let me see. I think it was verse 38. There was... Do you have that scripture? Is that verse 38? Our scripture of the week. Let me see if I can find it. Yes. He says, he blessed them also so that they were what? Multiplied how? Greatly. And what did he do? And suffered not their cattle to decrease. It is God who sustains. When he has blessed you and you have multiplied greatly, he's the one that will sustain you that you don't decrease. So when God has blessed you, you can never set him aside. You always have to pray for his will to be done. If you leave it in the hands of man, the multiplied blessing, it will decrease. If you leave man to decide concerning you and leave God out. Is somebody listening to me? Yes. Right now, some husband is making a decision about a wife that is not a favorable decision. I tell you, that is not a favorable decision. Someone just brought her lunch to work and then gave your husband some lunch. He said, hey, people can cook like that. And he's starting to make some decisions about you. I tell you. But it is God who will intervene and make that woman's food salty. Very salty. A lot of pepper. And then you see that she gave some to someone and you saw the person's face. You say, I'm not touching that. It is God who will intervene for you. You have gotten married, you are married and you are relaxed. And you are leaving the marriage in the hands of your husband to continue to decide that he will marry you. You will not pray anymore. Right now, there's a wife sitting here. You know yourself. You are making plans about how you are going to treat this man wickedly. You are making wicked plans. Wicked plans. You know yourself. I'm preaching to you. I am preaching to you right now. Wicked plans. But we will not leave that decision in your hands. We will pray that the will of God will intervene. The will of God will come in. The will of God will touch you. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout of praise. We will pray for the will of God. The will of God. Amen. You can't leave your life in the hands of men. You know, small thing that you did, it has caused some decision to be made about you. Small thing. Small mistake. Decision has been made about you. Amen. Sometimes even your name, someone cannot spell your name. Because they cannot spell your name, they say, we can't hire this person here. Then I'm going to be always struggling, spelling your name. No, 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 no. Let's hire Thompson. Thompson. Thompson is easy. The spelling of your name alone is too hard. They can't pronounce it. They can't spell it. They say, how are they going to call you? But God's will always intervene if you pray. Hallelujah. I say the will of God will intervene. Amen. There's a young woman. A young man is making a decision about you, trying to decide to get involved with you as a young woman. A young man has been watching you and is trying to make the moves. He's planning. You can't leave that decision. You can't leave that decision to looks. You can't leave that decision to salary. You can't leave that decision to career. You can't leave that decision to nice looking man. Quietness. You can't leave that decision because he dresses nicely. He's a gentleman. You can't leave that decision there. You have to subject it to the will of God. That the will of God will intervene. That this man who is coming to propose to you. Because you know, if you leave it alone, the man will come and you will fall. Because you like the looks. You like, you know, the calmness. The way he is. You know, he's fine. He's fine. You know, he's fine. And you fall for it. He doesn't talk much, you know. He's very quiet. You know, quiet people, they are very attractive. Do you know that? Yeah. You see, when you are quiet, do you want some tricks in life? When you are quiet, you know, you don't talk too much. You know, every time you are quiet, you are listening to people attentively. You know, you appear wise, even though you are dumb, you know. No, I am preaching. You have to understand what I'm saying. Even though you are not that smart. Are you listening? Even though I'm giving you some tricks in life. You know, you stay cool. Quiet, you know, and you know, you don't talk too much, you know. You shake your head, two answers, you act mature, you know. People take you for wise, but you don't have much. I'm telling you, you can, people will have a lot of respect for you. So, you see, you can leave that to the looks, the quietness, and how he's cool and collected. You know, you have to pray for the will of God to be done. Say amen. Amen. You have to pray for the will of God. Amen. Amen. Are you listening?
Yes.
Wonderful. So the will of God is being done in our lives. Hallelujah. The will of God will be done concerning your life. Amen. There's a woman that is hunting you. You know, there's a woman who is hunting after you. you know. And she has targeted you. And she says, she has said in her heart, you go down. She has said it in her heart. You know, the kids are here, so I can't say so many things. But that is happening. And you need to pray. You need to pray. I'm telling you, you need to pray. Are you listening to me? You need to pray. You need to subject it to the will of God. Pray that God's will intervene. Amen. All these decisions men are making concerning you. All these decisions men are making concerning you. Hallelujah. And you need to pray about it. You need to pray about them that the will of God will be done concerning you. Say amen.
Amen.
So Jesus prayed. People were making decisions, and Jesus prayed that the will of God would be done. Jesus had to pray all the way that the will of God, because Joseph of Arimathea, for instance, he was a very rich man and perhaps very influential. And he could have come and said, no, I have watched this man. I have listened to him. I have followed him closely. And he has not done anything wrong. Let him go. Are you listening? And perhaps they would have let him go, and you and I would not have been saved. He could have intervened in the will of God. In his good intentions. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
In his good intentions. You know, the people that Jesus healed, there were so many. They could have all come together. Come together and protest. And someone would come and give testimony. I was blind from childbirth. I was crippled. I was this, I was that. And he healed me. Are you listening?
Yes.
And he healed me. But the will of God in every step, the will of God in every step was being done. Hallelujah. The will of God was being done in every step of the way. Amen. So, When you don't pray and you leave your faith in the hands of men, the plans of God, those are the plans of God. You see, they are not happening. Jesus prayed and the will of God was done. I believe there's a will of God for us to increase as a church, to be great as a church. But we have to pray. We have to pray. It's the will of God, but we have to pray. Amen. There are people who are deciding about even the building that we are looking for. We have to pray. We come close, but we have to pray that the will of God be done. Hallelujah. The will of God be done. We cannot leave our faith into the hands of and the hearts of landlords making decisions about the house of God. But the will of God be done. Say amen.
Amen.
Wonderful. Number two, you must pray for the purpose of God to be done, even though it is God's purpose. You must pray for the purpose of God to be done, even though it is God's purpose. Hallelujah. Even though it is God's purpose, we must pray for God's purposes to be done. Amen. So even though we know the will of God, and even though God has spoken to you, God has given you a vision, you have heard the voice of God clearly, and you know the purpose of God for your life, you must pray about the purpose of God to be done. Hallelujah. It is still important for you to pray about it. Even though you have heard God clearly, and God has spoken to you. And this is what makes the will of God mysterious. That God has revealed it to you, but you must pray about it, that his will be done. Amen. For Jesus knew the will of God. Jesus knew the will of God was that he would go to the cross. And that is why he came to Jerusalem. That was the only reason why he came to Jerusalem. He said he no one takes his life from him, but he lays down his life. And that is why he came to Jerusalem. He voluntarily and intentionally came to Jerusalem to be crucified. Yet, he prayed that even this last moment, let the will of God be done. So he knew about the will of God. He knew God's intentions. He knew the plans of God. He knew the purposes of God. The purpose of God for Jesus coming down was to die that the world would be saved. That was the purpose. And Jesus knew that if he was going to leave it in the hands of men to decide, in the hands of high priests to make decisions, in the hands of Pontius Pilate to make decisions, in the hands of crowds to make decisions, it may not happen. And so he prayed about it. He said, "Let thy will be done. Let thy will be done." Amen. So we must pray about the will of God. He had the knowledge of it. He knew about it a long time. And at one point, he said, "The hour is come for the seed to die." Jesus knew the will of God, and he knew that the hour had come for him to do it. Yet he still had to pray for the purpose of God to be done. Amen. And that is what makes the will of God and the plans of God mysterious. That this is what God wants for us. This is the intentions of God, but we must pray about it. Hallelujah. We must pray about it. Say amen. If you don't pray about it, it will not happen. If you don't pray about it, man will intercede. Man will interfere with it. Man will make decisions about it. And the will of God will not be done. Number three, you must pray repeatedly about the will of God. You must pray repeatedly about the will of God. Amen. Is somebody listening? You must pray repeatedly about the will of God. Jesus prayed how many times? Three times. And each time he prayed about the same thing and used the same words. Praying for the will of God is not something that you do just once. I said, we are learning from this experience, this Jesus' praying for the will of God. We are learning from it what it entails to pray for the will of God. We realize that when it came to the will of God, Jesus did not pray just once. He prayed it multiple times for the will of God to be done. He came and he went back again and prayed the same prayer that the will of God be done. And this is the same Jesus who taught us in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 7. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 7. He said, "But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do. Use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking." Vain repetition means useless repetition. Are you listening? But when it comes to the will of God, it is not useless repetition. What makes the will of God different is that it requires repetitive prayer, but it is not useless repetition. Hallelujah. It is not useless repetition. When you are praying for the will of God to be done for you, it is not to stop. That is why in marriage, you don't pray once and find a husband or find a wife and you are finished. You continue to pray that the will of God be done concerning this marriage. If this marriage is going to continue until the end, until life, until death do us part, as we have said, as we have promised, we need to pray. Because there are many who have made this vow. Many who have made this vow before our own faces. And they ended it. Say, "I don't want it anymore. I've changed my mind. I've changed my mind." Amen. So you must pray the will of God. Hallelujah. One of the things that we are praying about this year is praying for the Holy Spirit. And we repeatedly praying about it. We are praying for the Holy Spirit. It is not a useless repetition. Are you listening? It's Jesus who promised us in John chapter 14, John 14 and verse 16, is the one that said, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." This is Jesus' promise. "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him." Ye know him. He says that he's promising us that he will give us the Holy Spirit. But we are praying about, this is the will of God for us. But we are praying about it for the purpose of God to be done. And that is why we continuously pray for the Holy Spirit repetitively. One man of God, he said he prayed for the Holy Spirit for 3 whole years. And then he had an experience, an encounter. 3 whole years. Amen. So why did Jesus repeat these prayers? Jesus repeated these prayers because they were not useless repetition, but they were valuable, effective, and meaningful repetitions of prayers. Hallelujah. Jesus was teaching us that repeating prayers about the will of God being done are not useless repetition. That is why he prayed it repeatedly. Hallelujah. Number four, the final point. You must pray for hours about the will of God. You must pray for hours about the will of God. Amen. You must pray for hours. When you are praying, you have to pray that the will of God be done. Everything that you request of God, pray that the will of God be done. Are you listening? Because you are also a man. You are a human being. And you don't want your human self to interfere with the will of God. That is why every prayer that you pray, you have to pray that the will of God be done. Are you listening to me? You are looking for a job, pray that the will of God be done concerning that job. You are looking forward to move to another state, pray that the will of God be done concerning where you want to move to. Pray that the will of God be done. You are moving to another apartment, another house, you are moving to another city, pray that the will of God be done. Because you are looking with your eyes about neighborhood and zip code and school district. Are you listening? And you are reading about what men have written about school district and what men have written about safety. And they are shaping your decision. That is why you subject it to the will of God. Subject it to the will of God. You are looking for a job, subject it to the will of God. You know, some of you students, your faith, your success in life is in someone's hand to decide that you qualify for financial aid or you don't. That you will finish college or you will not. Sometimes you are in a certain program, a degree program, and you need just one class to graduate. Just one class. You have gone through all the classes. You have this one class. And you fail by 2 points. You fail that class by 2 points. You need the will of God. You need the will of God. Because someone is looking for you to fail that class. Someone who has targeted you, doesn't like you, wants you to fail that class. You need the will of God. The will of God can come in. That grace will fall upon. You know, when people are reading the things that you have written, it is their decision to say you qualify for an A, or you qualify for B, or you qualify for C minus. Do you know that? Do you know that the same paper, another person can read it and then you'll be an A+. Another person can read the same paper and give you A+. Because you have one thought. that you have put down. And the person is reading it. And the person is understanding something else. You need the will of God. You need the will of God to intervene. You need the will of God to intercede. That is why concerning your children, you have to pray concerning the will of God. That the will of God will be done concerning your children. The will of God will be done concerning their education. The will of God will be done concerning their grades. Amen. The will of God will be done concerning their promotion. They are going forward. The will of God will be done. You don't put your children on a school bus and leave their safety in the hands of... So the other day, I was... Is it HIPAA? I don't know. You know? There was a school bus driver. School bus driver. And he's a psychiatric patient. Is it HIPAA? We have not mentioned anyone's name. So what if the driver is driving your children and the other side comes? Is it HIPAA? Okay. They say it's HIPAA. But pray that the will of God be done. Pray that favor will happen to you. You know, about a week or two ago, we were praying for favor in this church. Do you remember? And there's certain prophecies that went out. You know, someone called me and said, you know, the beginning of the year, they gave this person a raise. They gave significant raise. Amount of praise. And after the prayer, they are put there in a certain position. A certain position that the person does not even qualify, so to speak. Like you are double that position. And the salary has gone up. That someone just chose the person and said, you, we give you this. And the person, you know, the Bible says that it is God who sets down one and he lifts up another. Do you understand? You know the people that he lifts up, the people that he favors. You know the people that he sets down, the people who are not favored. So, and that is what happened to this person. You know, they remove someone and then they place that person there for the promotion to happen. But I believe that there will be many such testimonies. There will be many such. Expect them. For the favor of God. Favor of God. As we are praying for the will of God to be done, his favor will come upon you. In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands together for the Lord. Are you going to pray for the will of God? Perhaps your life is about to make a turn. As you begin to pray for the will of God. Concerning everything that pertains to you, concerning your children, concerning your marriage, concerning your education, concerning the career, concerning the decision that you are making, even to propose to this person or to marry this person. Pray about the will of God. Pray about the will of God. Don't leave your fate, don't leave your destiny in the hands of men, including your own hands. Don't let yourself influence your faith, but subject him to the will of God. That God's will be done. God's will be done concerning your children. God's will be done concerning your children's friends. Amen. Decisions that are made, you know, they have made a law, not a law, but they have passed, there's a medication called, I think it's called, I forgot the name, but I'll tell you. It has been released. Now, it's for abortion. And CVS and Walmart, which are the largest pharmaceutical drugstore chains in the nation, they have been released as of this month to sell these drugs. Over the counter. Abortion drugs. I was trying to find the name of the drug. It's okay. It's over the counter. And it has been released. And they are starting to roll it over in New York next week. Yes. It says major pharmacy chains to begin selling abortion pill. You see, and the FDA has granted them what they call the REMS, which is risk evaluation and mitigation strategy. They have looked at the risk involved and they have overcome the risk. They say, go ahead and sell them. Men are making decisions like this. You know, so that people will have the boldness to commit fornication and not worry. Not worry, because you can go to the store and buy like Tylenol. As you are buying Tylenol, you add, what's the name of the drug? Somebody knows? Vaprepristone. You will see it in the stores very soon. But the Lord protects us. The Lord covers us. The Lord will keep us. That the laws of God will always prevail. And the will of God will always prevail in our lives. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will deliver you from the hands of wicked and unreasonable, capricious men making decisions concerning you. May the Lord preserve you. May the Lord preserve our children. Decisions that are made concerning us, concerning our children, concerning your career, concerning your promotion, concerning your raise, concerning your salary, how much you qualify, concerning your career, whether you will finish or not, concerning whether you will maintain this job or not. May the will of God come in and interfere in the name of Jesus. May the Lord lift up his hand over everyone that is under the sound of my hand in the name of Jesus. May the Lord's hands be upon you to guide you and to direct you. The light of God shining in your path, that you will not grope in darkness. Every decision that is made concerning you, may it be according to the will of God. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord deliver you from evil and from wicked men and capricious men making decisions concerning you. In the name of Jesus. Father, cover your children, cover your people. In the name of Jesus. Let your will be done concerning us. And may you perfect that which concerns us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Clap your hands together for the Lord and rise up to your feet as we bring the service to a close. Rise up to your feet. Let us pray. Father, we are grateful. We are thankful. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, that your will is being done in our lives, every day of our lives. Lord, we live not our lives to be decided by wicked men, unreasonable men. Lord, deliver us from every unfavorable decision that will be made by man concerning us. We ask that your will be done in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Concerning our career, let your will be done. Concerning our marriages, our future marriages, our children, their future. Oh God, the children, the people that our children will marry, let your will be done. In the name of Jesus. Careers that our children, career paths that they will choose, let your will be done. In the name of Jesus. Schools that they will attend, oh God, may your will be done. We live not in the fate of hands and minds and hearts of men to decide. But Lord, we pray for your favor. We pray, Father, concerning our finances. We leave it not in man to decide for us, but let the will of God be done in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We bless you. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, with all heads bowed and every eye closed, you are here this afternoon. You are saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you are here this afternoon and that's your prayer, lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. You are praying and you are saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. If that is your prayer this afternoon, You want to give your life to Christ? Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Jesus is here to save. It's because of you that he came. And he prayed that this will be done. That you'll be saved. If that is you, lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Anyone here like that? You want to give your life to Jesus? Why don't you all join me and let's say this prayer together. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Please forgive me of my sins. Please wash me with your blood. I accept you as my Lord. I welcome you as my Master and as my Savior. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 821 Burke Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.